Good morning. Baruch Hashem. Another healthy morning for all of us. Mezrat Hashem. We're starting the next bracha of the Meir Brachas. Oita Yisrael B'Sif'oro. This is also a very special bracha. It's the second of these last two brachas that we had. We had the bracha of Oita Yisrael B'Gvura and Oita Yisrael B'Sif'oro, and both of them are unique from the other brachas, that they stress the term Yisrael. This is something special about Yisrael. And as we said, we got up in the morning, we have our bodies back and our neshamas back, our ability to interact with the world, with all the pratim that we mentioned over the past days, and Bezrat Hashem, every time we're saying this brachas in the morning, we're getting that chizuk again. And at the end of them, we have these two brachas of stressing that Klal Yisrael is so different than the other nations. And we have our gevura, our strength, and we have our tif'ora, our glory. And the amazing thing is that we get them by the same acts that the goyim do, but we have a different intention. The kavana makes all the difference, and that's the idea of the brachas also. The kavana makes all the difference. If we say 100 brachas every day, like many people have been saying them till now, just because that's part of the Seder Hayom, that's what we do every day, then, okay, we'll get some level of schar for us, we'll get some reward for it. Will not achieve its goal. Our whole avodah now is to bring out the full force, the power, the glory that these brachas do for us. And that's specifically we're focusing today on the bracha of Oita Yisrael B'Sif'ora. The Gemara says one says his bracha when he puts a hat on his head, whatever type of head covering on his head. Goyim also cover the hair. But they do it for a completely different reason. The Levush points out that a goy, when it's cold outside or it's hot outside, so he puts some type of head covering to protect himself. But when he comes inside, he takes it off. Whereas the Jewish people, we have a minhag in Klal Yisrael to have a head covering no matter where we are. And the idea is because when we get dressed, we're not just getting dressed. We're getting dressed, we're focusing ourselves on what we really are. Even the basic level of Malbish Arumim, we pointed out, is to cover our animalistic side up, our mundane side up, and recognize it with something above that. Putting on our shoes is not just an act of putting on shoes. It's recognizing also that even our feet, we're going to cover up to mechaber ourselves. We appreciate how important it is to have those feet to support our body and to make it possible for us to walk. And now we're going to the next two levels. Yesterday we spoke about the belt we put on, and now we're talking about the head covering. Our head covering, like we said, has such a special, deep idea to it. And the Lashon of Rebush is that the only reason why I put it on is she'moyo shamayim aleihem, so that we should have the awe of HaKadosh Baruch Hu upon us. In other words, when we put on our belt, we recognize that we have two parts of our body. We have the physical part of ourselves with its drives, and with the spiritual part of ourselves, with its drives, we have the neshama, and by separating the two, we are showing that we want the spiritual part to guide the physical part. Put things in the right perspective, and that's what it is. The neshama is our essence, and the guf is a kli, a tool that Hashem gave us to use the world in the fashion to mekadesh our physical lives also. And the chanami, we're supposed to indulge in physical things. We're supposed to even enjoy the physical world, but in a fashion that we recognize it from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and is bringing us closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Oita Yisrael B'Sifar is on top of our head. Like we mentioned, the man is standing upright, different than all the other animals. And there's two ways of taking it. If he takes it that he's the highest being in the world, and it brings him to Gaiva, and focusing on himself and his personal needs, his personal aspirations, then it pushes him down to being nothing, becomes an evid to himself, a servant of his own drives. Whereas, if a person realizes there's something above him, and that's a head covering, Moshe Shemayim Alechem, I realize I have to be matzniya myself in some way, in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a greater HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm always reminding myself there's something greater than me, above me. I'm taking my head with my mind and my intellect, with the eyes that are in my head, that makes it possible for me to interact normally with the outside world. All the different kreishos I have, and I'm subjugating them to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm being machnir them to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm recognized that Hashem is on top of me, Hashem is with me, wherever I'm going. We don't take it off ever, because we also remind ourselves, Hashem is always with me. Hashem is always with me and being native to me, giving me all the things I need, and Hashem is also being mashgiach on me, is mashgiach on my behavior. My behavior has to be fitting. I was telling somebody that, it's a time that we should be mechatik ourselves and be mekayim the Shulchan Aruch properly. So the first halach in the Shulchan Aruch is the Shavisi Hashem v'negdi zomit. That a person should realize that Hashem is always with me. And it says that the way a person talks, the way he acts in front of a great king is very different than he talks and acts when he's just with regular people that are not so cautious. And that's the idea of the Oite Yisrael. This is his tifara. This makes us that glorious nation, that proud nation. Why are we proud? Because we're always with our Kodesh Boko, always, as much as we can, trying to remind ourselves, I'm standing in front of the Kodesh Boko, and therefore, it affects our behavior also. Notice it as a twofold thing. Number one is, it reminds me of my greatness, how close I am with Hashem. I'm standing up, and I'm right underneath our Kodesh Boko, I'm his Am. Everybody else just gets dressed, and when I get dressed, I'm doing the act to makasha myself, connect myself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, focus myself on what I really am, what my true greatness really is. And based on that, it affects all my behavior that I will do in the course of the day, because I'm walking with that constant reminder that I am with Hashem, Hashem is with me. And that glorifies myself. It makes me a behavior of Tiferes, a kingly, majestic, regal behavior in everything I do in life. Whenever I have that head covering on, I myself, I have that type of behavior. Whether I'm involved in my physical things or involved in my spiritual things. The Maisa, the lotion of Bisifara, like we're saying, is Bisifara is a glory. But in Tanakh, it's very often brought together with a teres teferes, a crown of glory, which back in the lashon of this bracha is also, which we're not just saying it's glory, it's Oita Yisrael. Oita is the lashon of a crown. A crown, the Lagoyne in one place says that the crown is called Keser. And Keser, in Tanakh, in many places, it means also to surround. Yachtir, that verb, means to surround something, to surround the city. This term is used. He says that part of the idea behind it is that the king has a crown. The crown is not just on one point of his body, it's surrounding his entire head. And it's symbolizing that his entire head, which is the most special part of his body, is involved in his malchus and the kingdom that he is running. In other words, he has all the kleichus and nefesh that he has, all the kleichus in his body, and we know that the brain is the control center of the entire body. So the entire control center and all the kleichus of the body are surrounded and held together by this concept and focused about this concept that I'm the king, I'm the one who's running this country. And that's the same thing by us. We're being oiter ourselves. With the head covering we're putting on a crown on the head that's surrounding our mental control center, that's controlling all the kleichus and nefesh, all our drives, our physical, emotional, spiritual drives, and having them all focused on one central idea, that we are the great nation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara, in a few places, says that the also love HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be a Torah b'reish kol tzaddik v'tzaddik. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be like a crown on the head of every tzaddik. Like it says, b'yoyimahu yi Hashem tzivokos l'tere tzvi l'tzvias tzifora l'sh'ar amoy. The Gemara brings two conditions. Who are these sh'ar amoy? Who are these nation that remain with him? So one place the Gemara says, "Lo'isin mitzoynoi umitzapim liyeshuas." That's the first condition that the Gemara says, that a person who does the will of Hashem as a mitzvah li Yeshua. And once again, if we have that Yerushalayim from our head covering on our head, that reminds us always that Hashem is with us, that causes us to do His Ratzon, and also gives us that ability to be mitzvah li Yeshua, to realize that the Yeshua will come, because I see how much Hashem is with me on every day of my life and every day of my past life, that I could feel good, I'll be the only Yeshua. But the Gemara continues with the second condition. Yochel akol. I would think that everybody gets it. A person who is machni himself, a person doesn't make himself into Mr. Big, but he realizes that Hashem is the one who's the big one. He has all the kodesh. I don't have to take the covenant for myself. I have to follow Hashem's way. If I do it that way, and I subjugate myself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu from this world, I'm not running after my koyach, my power, my coven, all my things. But I'm always making myself to the Shiraim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then when it comes, Lasid Lovoi, we'll be in the Madrega. Those people, Mitzvah Hashem, all of us will be in the Madrega of having that Atorah B'Leish Kol Tzadik V'Tzadik, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself will be that type of crown shining on the top of the heads of all of us, because our minds were focused in this world to be the Ovdei Hashem, and the Meir will get that eternal glory, Lasid Lovoi. So, Mi'etz Hashem, we have this next beautiful bracha of, once again, it was doing a simple thing of covering our head. I guess women who are married, women are also covering the hair, and those who are unmarried girls that aren't covering the hair, but at least they realize that they're part of this nation that represent that, kind of read there on a higher madriga, they don't need it for themselves, but they're living together with the people that are covering their hair. And like we're saying, when we're covering our hair, we're not just putting something on the top of our heads for our own pleasure to protect us from this and from that. We're elevating ourselves and focusing ourselves on our true greatness. I am putting myself in position to be zeicha to that great crown of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, called Tzadik V'Tzadik. And how? Because I'm not just putting that thing again in my head like I did yesterday. I'm paying attention to what I'm doing. I'm doing something to remind myself HaKadosh Baruch Hu is above me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with me, and therefore I'll be one of those that will be Oisei Ritzoinei. And everything I do, 24/7, I'll use this to help me focus to do the will of Hashem in every situation that comes up. And we have so many different new situations that are coming up. Every time, it's a new opportunity to do it either Kiel Tzoyne Yisbov or not. And Mitzapim L'Yeshua, and the second thing we'll have is Tzapir L'Yeshua Hashem. Even though the situation is not simple, we don't know where we're heading, but we could feel comfortable and have that clear Tzapir for the Yeshua Hashem, looking forward to the salvation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's always with us, and will be Mesim Atzma Kishirayim. We'll subjugate ourselves. We won't be involved in having everybody else caring for us, but we'll be able to care for them. We'll be to care for the Ratzon Hashem and the Emes Hashem. Like we said, we'll be zeicha to be that Am Yisrael, which will be Otel B'Sif Eres Hashem. L'Ozid Lovoi.